Friends, we have a big job ahead of us. We have a responsibility as Baha'i youth to our fellow youth. To quote our beloved guardian, Shoghi Effendi, it is our duty to rear their spiritual feelings and enlighten their hearts with the light of guidance which has been shed upon us by the Master. Don't we all feel compelled to want to accomplish this fact over the next 2 years? Friends, the time is now.
Gathered at the University of Illinois Assembly Hall in Champaign-Urbana, more than 3,000 Baha'i youth from all parts of the United States and 14 foreign countries met for the 4th Baha'i National Youth Conference. With the 2-year youth program underway, and with less than 2 years remaining in the 5-year plan, this history-making gathering met from June 29th to July 3rd, 1977, to consult on preparation for a life of service and the task of arising now to win the goals. The presence of three hands of the cause of God, members of the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of the United States, the Continental Board of Counselors, and Auxiliary Board Members underscored the high purpose and vital significance of the conference. A message from the Universal House of Justice, read by Dr. Daniel Jordan, signaled the importance of this meeting.
Friends, I have a wonderful message which just came not too long ago from the Universal House of Justice to this conference, which I would like to read now. It says, warmest greetings, attendance, 4th American National Baha'i Youth Conference. Recall with profound admiration impressive contribution made by Baha'i youth to onward march of faith throughout world. Fervently express hope your deliberations will inspire you respond to challenge of 2-year youth program with enthusiasm, vigor, audacity, perseverance, enabling you achieve victories far outshining previous exploits, supplicating Baha'u'llah bestow his unfailing guidance. Baha'u'llah bestow his unfailing guidance, bountiful blessings on this important gathering, and shower his divine confirmations on each one of you. Assure you our deepest love. Universal House of Justice.
Dr. Firuz Kazemzadeh, Vice Chairman of the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of the United States, presented an overview on the role of Baha'i youth in a changing world. Dr. Kazemzadeh enumerates the characteristics of youth, crucial to the success of any world-embracing enterprise.
The youth are the least committed to tradition. And freedom from tradition is a very, very important point today. Because the majority of traditions which we have inherited from the past lead us back to forms which we ought to have outlived. The youth have a superabundance of vital energy. And without vital energy, of course, nothing at all can be achieved. The youth are the most willing to experiment and to try. Moreover, the youth are willing to take risks. They are willing to put their energies where their faith is. Now today, the role of youth in serving the faith is as significant as ever. Their adventurous spirit, their vigor, their alertness, their optimism, all these qualities they have shown repeatedly before, And it is these qualities that qualify them, as Shoghi Effendi said, to play an active part in arousing the interest and in securing the allegiance of their fellow youth.
Quoting from the Advent of Divine Justice, he reminds us of the Guardian's call to youth in America.
No greater demonstration can be given to the peoples of both continents of the youthful vitality and the vibrant power animating the life and the institution of the nascent faith of Baha'u'llah than an intelligent, persistent, and effective participation of the Baha'i youth of every race, nationality, and class in both the teaching and administrative spheres of Baha'i activity.
Relating this opening address to the events which are to follow, Dr. Kazemzadeh speaks to the overall theme of the conference.
The most important thing is to plan a life in such a way that every stage of one's life helps the progress of the faith. And the progress of the faith, in turn, has a mysterious capacity to redound to the progress of one's own spiritual and, yes, friends, even of one's material life.
The guest of honor at the 4th Baha'i National Youth Conference was Hand of the Cause of God, Ali Akbar Furotan. In the first of his two addresses to the gathering, Mr. Furotan speaks to the friends in moving language about the unique responsibility of youth.
Now, because you are young people, I quote 2-3 quotations, short ones, from the Guardian about you. That you are the main power, as Dr. Kazemzadeh last night, in very beautiful of his talk, he explains to you, your energy, your background, your mind, your heart, everything of you is more ready to arise, to teach the cause of Baha'u'llah than others. That is, we say, the youth. You are our hope, you are our future. This is not exaggeration. It's not compliment to you. This is the fact. See what the Guardian says. The responsibility of the Baha'i youth is very great indeed. The responsibility of the Baha'i youth is very great indeed, as they constitute the generation of Baha'is who will be called upon to help reconstruct the world. Do you think the Guardian used these terms, these words, without, God forbid, without meaning in it? They should devote their lives to the supreme objective of perfecting themselves as members in Baha'u'llah's divine world order. Another short quote. It is to the youth that the Guardian is today eagerly looking. You see, this is not Mr. Furotan says that you think, well, he came to participate in the youth conference, he's flattering, he is saying something that we will be happy. No. This is the Guardian's words. It is to the youth that the Guardian is today eagerly looking, and it is upon their shoulders that he is laying all the responsibility for the promotion of the faith. Theirs is the opportunity to arise and serve to their utmost this great cause of God. The Guardian put all this heavy burden on your shoulder, not on mine. You see? It's good to be young, but you have so many responsibilities.
Later, Mr. Furotan speaks of the stirring example of the youthful Badi who suffered martyrdom for his faith.
Who was Janab Badi? The messenger of Baha'u'llah who took Baha'u'llah's message to Nasiruddin Shah and who was martyred in such way that never history shows that. He was 17 years old only. 17. And Ruhollah, son of Varga, who was martyred with his father, he was 12 years old. This is the destination of the youth. You cannot avoid that. That is, you must not, excuse me, I am not the preacher, I am not the advisor, just I am the reminder. I remind you. I remind you, don't waste your energy, your time, your opportunity for nothing.
The conference was further blessed by the presence of Hand of the Cause of God, Zikrullah Kadem, who also speaks of the martyrdom of Badi during his presentation on heroism.
A great man, the son of a person, one of the dignitaries that in the time of the martyrdom of Badi was present, right after his martyrdom, he has written on the margin of one of the books that the executioner, the Farashwashi of Nasiruddin Shah, said it was exciting, it was unbelievable, that audacity, that courage of Badi, that the enemies of the cause, they were astonished. In fact, Baha'u'llah gave him that courage. He said he gave him the courage that he could face the whole mankind. That's what we, my beloved children, are to follow in spreading the cause of God. When Baha'u'llah was there in Constantinople, he revealed one of his tablets and he said, with these 12 people, I'll overthrow the kingdom, which he did. The caliphate, the sultanate, fell. Now, Baha'u'llah has not 12 people. Right in this hall, a few thousand youth, full of energy, love for Baha'u'llah. I don't know what you can do. I wish I told you. All that the youth would return. How I wish I could return to the youth to that age. Alas, it's too late for me, but yours is the opportunity. Abdul Baha said how he wished to go on foot and go to all these regions. And then he says, it's so heartbreaking. He said, alas, I cannot do. Please God, you may achieve it. Friends, please God, you, the Baha'i youth, that Baha'u'llah has showered his bounties upon you and chose you on this glorious day, you may achieve it. I wish you all victory and glories from Baha'u'llah. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mrs. Mildred Mataheda speaks on behalf of the International Goals Committee, calling on youth to plan for service to the faith through pioneering.
Our committee has a dream, a beautiful dream. We are dreaming of an army of trained people, pure in heart, dedicated to the service of God, who will go out to the underdeveloped countries to help them to develop their resources in health, in agriculture, in every phase that a nation must undertake to rise from a very primitive state to a partner in the world economy. We are dreaming of this army of dedicated Baha'is who will go to these countries and serve without accepting bribes. This is very uncommon, believe me. Who will be moral people and who will make a mark on the world with their faith and with their living service. We are dreaming that dream, and we are hoping that all of you will begin to plan towards that dream. You're young. The page of your life is clean and white. Be careful what you write on it, so that when the moment comes, when you leave this planet, and believe me, it comes in a twinkling of an eye, you will not say, I am so sorry I did not do this or that. All you can take with you is the service you have performed, and nothing else. Youth goes away. Money you must leave behind. Everything you must leave in this world that is material, you can take with you only a record of pure service. Begin now. Abdu'l-Bahá said to the American Baha'is, as ye have faith, so shall your powers and blessings be.
Dr. Dorothy Nelson, Treasurer of the National Spiritual Assembly, focuses on one of the main conference themes in her talk on Careers in the Cause of God. She presents a broad view of Baha'i participation.
Now, the Baha'i youth have been told by the Universal House of Justice that there are three great fields of service which lie before them, in which they will simultaneously be remaking the character of human society and preparing themselves for the work they can undertake later in their lives. I'm sure you all know what they are. First, the foundation of all other accomplishments is their study of the teachings, the spiritualization of their lives, and the forming of their characters in accordance with the standards of Baha'u'llah. Second is service. It's teaching the faith, particularly to their fellow youth, among whom are some of the most open and seeking minds in the world, says the House of Justice. The third field of service is the preparation of youth for their later years.
In addition to these broad fields of service to the faith, Dr. Nelson also recommended specific steps for youth to consider in planning their futures.
No matter how well life goes for you, you will never, quote, arrive. You will only be on your way. So first, you need some goals. If you don't know where you are going, you may wind up somewhere else. Second, selecting your goals is a matter of choosing which direction you want to go, not choosing a specific place at which you want to end up. Life is in the running and not in the arriving. You are continually going to be progressing on to the other worlds of God. Third, the possible directions that you can take depend almost entirely on the number of assets you have going for you. Consequently, to expand your choices, you should be continually cultivating your assets. You will have to do it. As the fellow once said, people who want milk should not seat themselves on a stool in the middle of a field in the hopes that the cow will back up to them. Fourth, with a few exceptions, your achievements will be won gradually, not overnight, and you should proceed accordingly. And fifth, more than any other factor, your job, or more generally your career, is going to determine how you live. Thus, give it a great deal of attention and thought. We know that work is worship. Make it the best that it can be. And lastly, basic to everything else is your health. It is an instrument of life. And have fun. Abdu'l-Bahá said, be happy, laugh a lot, and if you don't like what you're doing now, go back to school and increase your options.
Youth keynote speaker Daniel Cho offers his reflections on how living the life is an assistance to our careers.
Through the teachings, we know that we must excel in our work, and we do excel in our work. We try to exhibit the distinctive characters of Baha'i life. Our work is purposeful. We know what we want.